New beginnings provide us with this ability to grow and expand. And it's like we get to see our old experience as foundation. And I think that's actually such an important thing to note, right? Instead of looking at it as like waste, look at it as foundation. The thing that you want for yourself, the place that you're moving into, is going to grow off of where you've been. What you've been doing so far is the foundation, is the base layer, and wherever you want to go is going to grow on top of that. Welcome to A Way of Thinking. I'm your host, Jessica Huang. This podcast is dedicated to lighting the way towards greater creativity, purpose, and inner peace. My own journey has taken me from a decade-long corporate finance career to following my own path as a purpose coach. I help people move from an unfulfilling corporate career to the creative career of their dreams. Now let's dive into today's show. Hello and welcome to this episode of A Way of Thinking. I'm your host, Jessica Huang. And in today's episode, we're going to talk all about making a big change after being somewhere for a long time. And so I think about this a lot, this idea that like after we've been doing something for a very long time, the longer we've been doing something, the harder it is to change course, to pivot into something different. And so today's episode is talking all about that. How do we actually make change when we've been doing the same thing for an awfully long time? So before we dive into that, I want to make a few quick announcements. So first off, if you've been enjoying listening to A Way of Thinking and gaining benefits from all the wisdom shared here, then I invite you to donate to the podcast at my website, jessicahuangcoaching.com/donate. And thank you so much for listening to this episode and all the other episodes. It is an honor to share some of my own wisdom and share so many amazing, beautiful stories from my guests on this podcast. All right, next, I want to say that if you are someone that is looking to make a big career change, if you are looking to move from a corporate career into something more creative, something that really sparks your interest, that really lights you up, then I invite you to book a free strategy session with me at my website, jessicahuangcoaching.com. And I would love to get started helping you strategize into that new life that you want to be living. All right, so now let's dive in to today's show. So this is a funny episode. I was having this hard time being able to say like, what is this episode about? Normally it has like a nice, pretty title, but really what this episode is about, the challenges that we face when we want to change directions and we've been doing something for a very long time, because this is something that I struggled with myself. And I know that a lot of people struggle with. It's this idea that I've come too far to change directions. I've been doing this for so long and I'm comfortable in it. You know, that's a very common feeling, right? Even if we don't like what we're doing, how often do we feel comfortable in what we're doing? And so we stick it out and we're still there. And I think that often is what gets us stuck, right? Is this level of comfort, even in the overarching discomfort. So we might have this like overall feeling of like, I don't want to be doing this anymore. This is not working for me. But underneath that, there's a certain amount of comfort in that you know how to do what you're doing, right? Like you've been doing it a long time. You've gained some level of comfort in doing that type of work, of having this type of life. And to move away from that feels scary, feels hard. You know, like we love sticking in our comfort zones, you know, like our comfort zones are our like cozy, warm place that we want to stick with, even if there's this other like feeling, you know, there's this notion where we're going, I don't want to be doing this anymore. But usually, you know, what we have been doing is our comfort zone. So we want to stay in there. And so this is definitely something that I felt for a very long time. I was doing corporate finance for a decade when I decided to completely change directions. And it felt to me like a few different things, but one of them was really this feeling of like, I've been doing this for too long to shift gears. You know, I studied finance. I've been working in finance. It was all I knew. It was all I knew was working in finance. or working in corporate. And so being able to switch gears was a very scary thing for me. And so I want to talk a little bit about how do we navigate this idea? You know, and something that I came across when I was kind of researching this whole thing is this idea, and it's interesting, there's this finance term of sunk cost, right? And sunk cost is basically where, you know, whatever has already occurred is sunk cost. Like you already put it in and it's done, right? Like it's already taken care of in a way. It's like you can't actually get that back, you know? But I think that that scares a lot of people. So then on top of that, there's this idea of the sunk cost fallacy. And the sunk cost fallacy, like the actual technical definition, is the phenomenon whereby a person is reluctant to abandon a strategy or course of action because they have invested heavily in it, even when it is clear that abandonment would be more beneficial. So, God, like that's the thing that's holding us back a lot of the times, right? It's this reluctance where we're going, this has been the strategy, this has been the direction. And even though I can see how going a different way could be better for me, I'm still reluctant to do it because I put in so much time, money, effort into where I already am. And so how do we counter this? So one of the first things I think about is this word waste, right? Like this word waste, I feel like gets in our way a lot where we're going, I wasted time, I wasted effort, I wasted years of my life. You know, I think that labeling things as a waste, it's a waste of our energy. But it is, right? Like we are, it's almost like we're leaking energy getting caught in this idea of waste, right? Like we're spending so much of ourselves, like we're harming ourselves with this narrative saying like that was a waste, right? Like it doesn't serve us to see things as a waste. And instead, what I like to do is instead of looking at things as a waste, I look at it as an investment. You know, and it's interesting because sometimes you're going like, well, how does this relate to the thing that I really want? And you'd be surprised, right? Like something that I have been thinking about a lot is like, even when we don't realize it, like there are elements of what we're doing that will come into play into wherever we're going later. You know, there's things that I gained from working in corporate that are certainly beneficial to what I'm doing now. You know, my ability to navigate spreadsheets, you know, my ability, like the way that I organize like a lot of things in that I needed to do for my corporate job is also really helping me as I'm navigating this path that I'm doing now. And so it's so important to not see us as like, as if we've wasted time or wasted effort or wasted whatever, because I love this idea that like nothing's ever wasted. Like you can look at it for a whole myriad of things. And it's like, it all comes back around to you in some way, shape or form to me. It's almost like we're filling a bucket that seems like it's going into one thing, but it's actually going to help us in something completely different. It's not lost. To me, and any energy that you put into something, it's not lost. It's going to come back around in some other way. And so that's kind of the model that I like to live by. And it's a really powerful reframing because it just kind of eases that tension, right? Of feeling like that you did the wrong thing, right? Because that's often kind of the judgment that we're placing upon ourselves when we feel like something was a waste. It's this judgment on ourselves, like I did the wrong thing. I've certainly sat with that at times in my life where I'm going like, oh, I did the wrong thing by choosing finance. I did the wrong thing by spending 10 years of my life doing this career that wasn't for me. And that is not helpful thinking. No. It was not a waste. And I like to see it as like, it was an important part of your journey. And there's so many things that we are benefiting from. There's so many lessons that we learn through these experiences, through these challenges in our lives that shape us into the person that we are now. I was asked the other day on a podcast, what would I tell my younger self? You know, and I think that many people would tell your younger self, like, don't go this way, like, don't do that thing. And to me, my answer was, I would tell my younger self to just keep going and to make mistakes and to do things, to just try. that's okay that I needed to try going through all these finance jobs. It's okay that I had to kind of stumble my way through all these different experiences, because at the end of the day, they were all an important part of my journey. And, you know, for me, it was like, I wouldn't have actually left if I hadn't tried all those different things. You know, I needed to go through that in order to get to the place to go, okay, I've had enough. You know, I have tried all the different levers. It got me to that place to go, it didn't work. But I had to go through that whole journey to reach that place and go, let me make this change. And so for me, it was like, none of that was a waste. It was all an important part of that journey. And the other thing that I would say along those lines is that a big reason why I would not tell my younger self to make any changes is that all of those struggles, all of those things that you went through, they're what make you the person that you are today. And to me, it's like, I don't know, maybe this is part of the journey. It's like, how do you embrace more of yourself? I embrace all the parts of myself that it's been a journey to get there. You know, I see my struggles as some of the best learnings that I've ever had. You know, I see them as building so much character in myself. You know, it is the reason why I have like resilience and courage and all of these great attributes is from these struggles that I've been through. And so shifting the perspective of that journey, of that fact that like you were doing something that might not be what you wanted to be doing, but embracing that as part of the journey, I think is a really powerful shift to make, to be able to ground yourself and embrace where you are. Because at the end of the day, it's like we can hold a lot of judgment against ourselves, or we can say it needed to happen this way. We needed to go down this path. It needed to happen this way to get us to where we are now. And the thing is about it is like, how can you look at that and go, well, now I get to make a change? The only thing that we ever have is the present moment. I've been reading The Power of Now and I like totally embrace this idea, but the ability to go like, well, now is the most important time, right? Like the past is the past. You can't change it. The only thing you can really impact and change is the present. And so rather than beating ourselves up about it, it's like, how can we take that as information? How can we take that as learnings and be able to move ourselves powerfully forward instead of just letting it hold ourselves back? And so I want you to really reflect on this idea, right? This idea where it's like, instead of saying, I've come too far, it's like saying, I've reached this beautiful place right here, right now, where I can choose to make a change, and focusing on how much amazing time is ahead of you rather than focusing on what has already occurred. You know, for me, I remember looking at it and going, well, I could say that I wasted 10 years, or I could say that like, wow, I have an awful long time ahead of me that I don't want to continue to be doing the same thing that is clearly making me unhappy. And I saw that as a motivating force instead of as this detrimental force of having that hold me back any longer, and instead going, oh, well, I get to now carve a new path for myself, and being able to focus on what would it be like if 5 years from now, I can look back at this time and go, I made the best decision of my life to make this change for myself. And 5 years from now, I will be in a completely different place than where I thought I would be, but it's going to be so much better. And I think that's the thing that like we can lose sight of that because we've carved out this path. You know, I was talking about this in another episode about how it's hard to make a change because we've been on a path and we have a path laid out in front of us and we're comfortable with that path, right? We're going like, this is where I'm supposed to go. And these are the steps I'm going to take. And this is the ladder I'm climbing. But then I want to ask you, like, do you want that ladder? Do you want to reach the top of that staircase? Because that is a great question to really reflect on right now, because that was something that sat with me a lot. You know, I looked at becoming the CFO or the CEO of a company like where I was, and I was like, I don't want that. You know, that looks terrible to me, to be honest. And thank you to the people that want to do that. You know, I commend them for that, but that wasn't for me. You know, I looked at becoming the CFO or the CEO. It's like, well, now I'm like, I want to be the CEO of my own company, but I didn't want that path, right? I didn't want to become a finance leader. It just did not resonate with me. it wasn't me being allowed to be true to myself and who I am. You know, I think that's often why we're kind of like looking to this other path, is because it's usually something that like feels more authentic to us, right? Like it feels like, oh, I want to go in this direction because it's more true to who I am versus where I am. And so going into that direction of what sparks you, what lights you up, what is really calling to you, you know, that is, to me, regardless of what really occurs, like, and what that path looks like, just going in that direction of what is really aligned to who you are as a person, there is no shadow of a doubt in my mind that that is going to make you happier, right? To show up in your life, to wake up in the morning and be like, I get to be me. That is something that I think is priceless. It's really priceless. And so for me, it's really looking at, we talked about this idea where it's like, well, I'm so focused in on where I've been and how long I've already been on this path. But then look out beyond that. Look out to where this is going to continue on. Is that what you want? Is this the line, this line that you've been on, is that endpoint where you want to go? And if you're looking at that and you're going, absolutely not, then start in little ways venturing into what is it that could be more aligned to who you are. For me, I never had it modeled to me to make this kind of change. Both of my parents were in their careers for 25, 30 years. Like they found this job and then they stayed there forever and until they retired. And so it was never modeled to me this ability to make a shift. I think there's beautiful things in what they did model for me. You know, they modeled for me so much resilience. They modeled for me this ability to make sacrifices for what you believe in, you know, and appreciate my parents so much for having done that for me. That just did not resonate for me. You know, for me, it was like I couldn't stick to that path because it just was not aligning to who I was. And I tried so hard. And that's the thing about it, is like, it's looking at the time that you've spent doing the thing that you've been doing and appreciating the fact that you've done that, you know, appreciating the fact that you stuck it out, that you tried, that you put in that effort to make it work. And knowing that doesn't have to be your fate anymore, you know, like you are allowed to make a shift. And so that's the thing, is like, I didn't have that role modeled for me. So I had to look elsewhere for role models. And I think it's really important to do that, right? Like find people who are doing something that you want to be doing. Look for people who have made shifts. Listen to the other episodes of this podcast. You know, so many of the people that I've had on here have made colossal shifts in their lives. You know, I think that's definitely the trend, right? I will be highlighting even more of that going forward because I think it is so important to see that it's possible. We want to believe that like the path that we chose when we were 16, 17, 18 years old is going to be the path for us for the rest of our lives. It is amazing that it is for some people, but for many of us, it's not. For many of us, what we chose at that young age is just not resonating with what we want to be doing anymore. And that's okay. You know, so find the people and look for them, the ones that do the things that have made those shifts, that were able to make a career out of that thing that you're looking to do, and be able to believe that it is possible. And I touched on this a little bit before, but I want to highlight it again. I want you to remember that what you have been doing, somehow it's going to impact and benefit where you are going. Like, and maybe do this as an exercise, right? Like, do an exercise of going, what have I been doing? Or like, what is the career I'm in right now? And where is it that I'm trying to go? And what are the transferable skills? You know, what are the things that I can bring along with me into where I'm going now? And really reflect on that, because I bet you that list is a lot longer than you think it is. And I think it will surprise you when you do actually make that transition to see just how much the knowledge that you gained from where you were is going to help you where you're going. And I want you to remember that taking that step and going into something different, remember to tune back into being in a growth mindset. And I want you to remember that, like, you're so capable, right? Like, and you're so capable of learning and growing and taking on new skills and taking on new challenges. And so look for evidence of that, right? Like, look at your experience and see how we all started somewhere. You know, remember the time when you were brand new at your career and you had to figure things out and learn new things. And look how exciting that was. You know, remember that feeling. Because when we're stepping off that path, it's like we forget that we're capable of making this happen, right? Of being able to learn, of being able to grow. But I think that ability, it makes our lives vibrant. And so how can you embrace that? How can you look at it and go, I'm going to grow and expand as a person so much by making this change, by not sticking to where I've been, by not saying like, oh, well, I need to be on this linear path that I've been on, and really embracing the fact that, yes, there will be challenges, but more importantly, there will be growth. And you're going to get to learn so many new things, and let that excite you. Let that be expansive. Look at how that's going to make you a much more interesting person, be able to have this kind of vibrancy into your life. Because instead of doing the same thing you've been doing, you're going to get to step off of that and grow in completely new ways. And I want you to look at that as an opportunity rather than something scary, because it isn't, right? Like, new beginnings provide us with this ability to grow and expand. And it's like we get to see our old experience as foundation. And I think that's actually such an important thing to note, right? Instead of looking at it as like waste, right? Like, I'm gonna toss it out and it's like trash, right? Look at it as foundation. The thing that you want for yourself, the place that you're moving into, is going to grow off of where you've been. What you've been doing so far is the foundation, is the base layer. And wherever you want to go is going to grow on top of that. It's not that this is going to get completely discarded. You bring that along with you. It's still a part of you. It is still a part of your experience. But instead of letting it go, you are building on top of it. Okay, so I hope that was helpful, because I know that this can get people really tripped up, right? This feeling like I've come too far. I can't turn around. I can't make the shift. And to me, it's like, remember, you're going to be so much happier. You're going to build something so incredible for yourself because you are following your heart and you're following that feeling of like, what is that spark? What is that light that is drawing you towards it? And so it's not being pushed towards something. It's being pulled towards where you really want to be and where you are meant to be. All right. I hope this was helpful, and I will see you in the next one. So keep tuning in, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us on this episode of A Way of Thinking. I hope it has been a source of inspiration and guidance as you continue to navigate your path towards greater creativity, purpose, and inner peace. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more seekers like you. And for those of you ready to take a deeper dive into your journey, I invite you to book a free strategy session with me, your host, Jessica Huang. It's an opportunity for us to explore how you can shift to the creative career you've always dreamed of. Simply visit jessicahuangcoaching.com and schedule your session today. Remember, the power to create the life you desire resides within you, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Until next time, embrace the journey, cultivate your inner creative, and never stop seeking your true purpose.